Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, do we need to ensure that the ritzuas, the straps on our tefillin, the black side is always facing outside? What happens if they get inverted, they turn around? Do we have to be strict? Do we have to be concerned about that? We're going to go through approximately 6 or 7 points right now on this topic, and we're going to start out with the Shulchan Aruch, who says that you have to be strict that the black side, and we're going to assume for now that the tefillin are only colored, only painted on one side or dyed on one side, the outer side that's going to be black, and the other side is going to be undyed. It's not going to be white, but it's going to be the natural color of the leather. Halachically, it could actually be other colors as well. That's not the minhag, but it can be any color except red. That is brought down the halacha. But in any case, we have to be makbi. We have to be strict that the outer side of the ritzu of the strap stays pointing on the outside. This applies both for the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. We cannot have the straps turn around. That is point number one. Point number two is we're going to qualify that significantly. This is brought by the Mishnah Berurah and a number of the Achronim that the Hakpada, that we don't have the straps turn around, that is only talking about specific areas on the strap. So when it comes to the shel yad, it's only talking about where we tie the shel yad to our bicep, to our arm. So it's that one strap that we tie onto our arm. It's only that one strap, but the wrappings around there afterward, there is not the same halacha. We don't have to be strict about ensuring that the strap does not invert, does not turn over. And the same thing applies to the shel rosh, the halacha that we have to be careful that the strap, the outside points to the outside, and the inside, the underside of the tefillin, of the strap, doesn't point to the outside. That only applies to the strap that is on the head, that is lying, that is on the head itself, that goes around, that we attach to the head and tighten around the head. However, when the straps of the ritzuas in the back of the head go downward and we bring them in front of our bodies, we are not discussing those. When it comes to those, that is not going to be a problem if the straps do get turned upside down. If they turn the inside out, the inside is now on the outside. There, it does not matter. So point number one is we have to be careful that the straps don't turn around. Point number two is that that only applies when it comes to the shel yad, the first wrap around the bicep where we tighten it, but not the rest. And when it comes to the shel rosh, it applies only to the strap that is lying on the head itself, that goes around the head, but not the rest of it. However, point number three, having said that, even the rest of the straps from the first wrap on the arm downward, and in other words, after that first tie and the shel rosh, what's not on the head, it's proper to be careful to not have the straps turn around, not because it's me'ikar dinan required, but because of the noy of the tefillin, the noy of the mitzvah, the beautification of the mitzvah, it should be that the black is pointing to the outside, the black of the straps, and that they should not be turned around. So that is point number three. Point number four, why do we have to be strict about this? Because there is an opinion, strict about point number two. Point number one and point number two, that the area that we tie on to our arm and the area that is attached to the head, that it has to be that the black is on the outside, because there is an opinion that says that if not, it's me'ak of the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah, and it could be a bracha levatal. It is a bracha levatal. That's not how we paskin necessarily, but because of that, the opinion, we have to be extra careful. And point number five is, so how do we be extra careful when it comes to this? So when it comes to the shel yad, it's fairly easy. Just pay attention. Pay attention when you're attaching the strap around the bicep, around the upper arm, that you don't invert the strap, that the black is on the outside and the underside of the strap is on the inside. And that's very simple how to do that. We just have to pay attention. When it comes to the shel rosh, it's a little bit more complicated because we don't see what we are doing. And accordingly, we just have to pay attention and feel the strap to make sure that the black is on the outside and that the strap does not become twisted, it does not become inverted. So that's what we have to do. And point number six on this is if the straps indeed do become inverted, talking about on the areas that we have to be strict about, so that first tie on the arm and around the head where it's going to be holding on to the head. If that does happen, it's brought by the poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, that there's a midas chasidus to fast, that somebody should fast on that day. And if somebody's not going to fast, to redeem that fast with via giving tzedakah. So to redeem this fast, giving tzedakah, that would be the proper thing to do. When it comes to the black straps that we have nowadays, that when it comes to many people, they have not only the outside colored black, but the underside colored as well. So I'm looking now in the Deer Shoe version of the Mishnah Berurah, and he says on our third point, that's talking about the noy of the tefillin, meaning not the main parts that we have to be careful about, the first tie around the arm and the shel rosh when it goes around the head, but the balance of the ritzuas that make our din. You don't have to worry if the outside is on the inside is on the outside, that the whitish part is pointing to the outside, but because of the beauty of the mitzvah, we should still be strict about it, but it's not mi'ikar adin. So on that point, he brings down the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, that somebody who is coloring both sides of the ritzuas, of the straps, both sides, coloring it black, both sides of the straps, still, nonetheless, you have to be careful that the outer side is pointing towards the outer side, and not inverted. So on that, on the balance of it, you still have to be careful. On the noy part of it, you still have to be careful. Now, how about the rest of the strap? So we will, Amir Tzashem, cover this topic in more depth. Should you be coloring your tefillin both black and white? But I did see, I'll just mention quickly, I did see that the Tshuvas Zera Emes and the Radvaz say, Mashma Shagami Mitzvah B'Shachor L'Tzada Pnimi, Tzarek L'Ashkiach Shalo Yishavchor Ritzuos, even if you color the straps black, on both sides, you still have to be careful about it. It doesn't change things. There happens to be a Tshuvas Zera Emes that brought, that the it's Mashma from the tour, that the Iker Hatam Shalo Yishavchor Ritzuos, the real reason, the Tam, the reason you have to be careful about the Ritzuos not turning around, Shkedei Shalo Yireh Hatzad Sheino Shachor, so we should not see the black side, so the side that is not black. So it could be we have an argument based on that if both sides are colored black, then it's not a problem, but truth be told, it seems that the poskim are machmir on this point, that even if we have colored both sides black, we still have to be careful on the areas that attach the that attach the tefillin. So it's the tie on the hand, on the shalyad, and what goes and sits on our shalrosh, holds the shalrosh, the tefillin shalrosh onto our head. We would still have to be strict, even if it's the underside that is colored black, is pointing to the outside. You have to be sure that the straps are having the outside out and the underside underneath. Have a wonderful day.